We're on the telephone with Alyssa Dorr, who works with the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska, AFAN. She's a communications intern and also is coordinating the second annual Husker Food Connection to be held on the University of Nebraska city campus on Tuesday. So, Alyssa, let's talk about this event. You had a very successful first year last year. And again, talk about the purpose of what you're doing with the Husker Food Connection.
Sure. Husker Food Connection is an ag awareness event that we put on over on UNL's city campus. And the purpose of Husker Food Connection is to educate our peers who don't know as much about agriculture and about where their food comes from as those of us that have our ag majors over on East Campus and have that agriculture background. So what the purpose is, we just want to let them know that agriculture is very important in their everyday lives.
Okay, and we were able to attend the event last year and spend some time there, and it was very interesting. You had live animals on display in some cases. You had some games that were being played there. So what are you doing this year? Anything new or different?
Yep, we're still planning on having piglets there along with a dairy calf. The mobile beef lab is bringing in a beef steer as well. And we're also having chicks there, so there's going to be a lot of live animals there. We're planning on having the tractor there as well, and we're handing out 2,000 lunches this year. Last year, we only handed out 1,000 lunches, so that's pretty cool. And then there will also be a bunch of giveaways, too, for the students that attend as well.
Okay, and of course, weather is always unpredictable this time of year. What do you do if the weather is nasty tomorrow?
Yeah, we're actually trying to plan stuff around that right now. We're not going to have the mechanical bull there this year since there was such a high chance of rain tomorrow. So like I was telling people, it's a win-win situation. If it rains, that's awesome for us because we need the rain. If it doesn't, that's also good because then the event can go on as planned. But we are going to have a big tent there as well to put a bunch of the stuff under. So the event will go on, rain or shine.
Okay. You know, one thing I observed last year, and of course I know there's a lot of college-age people in Nebraska even that don't know much about agriculture. One thing I observed was the international students that were involved with, the live animals, and they seemed to be fascinated by that.
Yes. Last year, actually, one of the international students came up to me and asked me if the live pigs there were my pets. So I had to explain to them about, no, they're not my pets. They're actually made for food. And he was just amazed by it. So I think it's a really great opportunity for them to learn about agriculture, especially in Nebraska, too.
So after the first event last year, I mean, did you feel like you were making a difference there in the relatively short time that you had?
Yeah, I definitely think we made a big difference on campus, especially with the help of social media. I know a lot of students, they would take a picture of them with like the pigs or of the big tractor on campus and post it on Facebook and say, oh, look what was on our campus today. So I think that was a great way to spread the message as well.
Well, Alyssa, we appreciate it. Anything else we need to know about Husker Food Connection tomorrow?
Well, if you're available anytime between 10:30 and 2 and are in the Lincoln area, feel free to stop on by and grab a t-shirt and a free meal and learn some more about Nebraska agriculture.
And you'll be right outside the city union there?
Mm-hmm.
All right.